can call on me. You 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 can call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
Yo, what's going on, man? It's your big homie Kodak. Another episode of the Big Homie Talks. I know it looks a little different. We put a little bit more effort into the set today. Of course, got big homie JoJo in the building. How you feeling?
I'm big cold, JoJo. Big it's cold. Freezing.
You got this coat on like you from Detroit.
Chicago, baby. Get it right.
Ooh, or is it St. Louis?
Okay.
Midwest.
Yeah, Midwest.
And of course, icon, Atlanta legend, Atlanta hip hop history. Franchise boys in the building. Parlay, what's up, man? In the apartment.
Man, been a long time, man. I watch the show a lot. I like it.
I like
Do you like the show
well?
Or are you just saying that because you own it?
Parlay.
Okay, let him talk.
When you get to know me, you're going to understand that I don't just talk to the talk.
So what's the answer to the question?
I like the show.
Okay, cool. I just want you to just say that.
I like the show.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
Light skin women just be extra.
Yeah. Don't start with the color now.
Cause she stay spicy on the show.
She is spicy.
She stay spicy.
Like a hibirito.
Boy, please.
But you kicking it with the homies. We got some homies in the building off camera. They are watching everything go down today, so we're gonna be on our best behavior. Well, we're kicking things off. We kick things off with the porch. Talk about things going in pop culture and society. And I feel like if we talk about the porch, we got to talk about Parlay. Because it's a lot of hip-hop history. It's a lot of hip-hop things going on. You fresh off the BET Awards.
Yes.
Congratulations for that.
Appreciate it.
Represent
it,
the city. How did it feel?
Actually, that was my first time performing at the BET Awards.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I done been, but I ain't never performed.
How was it, though? Like, being a part of the 50 years of hip-hop.
I think I like it being this than anything else.
Yeah, well,
if I had to pick it, I would have definitely picked this because of how iconic the moment was.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And being called to be represented, being honored for these times, I think that's really big out of 50 years of hip hop. There's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, that's true. But you have to include the Franchise Boys into 50 years of hip hop. You
sure.
know, because we I don't think we stopped.
I'm being
you know what I'm saying? I lean and rock with it every time.
I feel like that is where the page started to turn for Atlanta having full-time control of the hip-hop industry.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, that is where, like, it started with, they tried to make fun of it. They tried to say, oh, it's just dance, it's happy, it's fun music. But then it went from Franchise Boys to everything else that came behind that.
Yeah.
And Atlanta ain't let up yet.
Well, I can honestly say, because I'm from Chicago, but I was raised in Memphis. Partially. Uh-huh. And while I was in Memphis, at the time, like growing up, I never realized that most of the music that I listened to was were Atlanta-based artists.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything. Not including, you know, like 3-6 Mafia,
uh-huh.
Yo Gotti. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up on them. Project Pat. Anyways, so... When I was thinking about it, I'm like, dang, a lot of music that I listened to came from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like, and yes, it was dance music. I guess that's what they call it now. But back in the day, I don't know what y'all did here in Atlanta at the time. But in Memphis, we didn't call it dance music. That was the music that we listened to. Like, you hear somebody coming down the street bumping music, that's what you're going to hear.
That for sure.
That's a good point because, you know, we in the city was called like, you know, snap music. Well, in the city, outside of just like one group of people. Because Fabo calls it something else, and he hates the term snap music.
I don't like it either. See, people that understand the reason they started saying snap music was because of the sound, and it had nothing to do with snaps.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It was all the cheap sound from Fruity Loops.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But
so it was really a term they use to kind of degrade.
No. I think they called it that in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2006 when they started saying that. But you got to think at the time, like 5-6 of the top 10 songs had snaps in it. Mm-hmm. David Banner song, Yin Yang Whisper, Cherish, Snap Your Fingers, Us, D4L, like. That was Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
You got to think this is what was going on at the time. And then all the songs that was charted that had this sound at the time had snaps in it. So they, like the RIAA, like they named it snap music. Like we ain't name it that.
Right.
We call it pool pedal music.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fabo called it geek music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we call it pool. The reason I call it pool palace music is because that's the sound that everybody was doing in the pool palace.
Yeah.
So the pool palace is what for those who?
That's a club on Bankhead.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so when they, okay. Because I remember do it.
Do the pool palace.
Yeah, do the pool palace.
That was the dance that everybody did in the pool palace.
Do y'all know what the pool palace
Okay. They don't know what the pool palace is.
The pool palace, for the youngins who don't know, the pool palace is what they call the walk it out, the two-step.
Yeah,
that's
the pool palace. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the pool palace.
It's just, Atlanta, it just gets me so excited when I just think about, like, where music started for me. You know, like where I really started loving.
Do you
loving.
Remember your first hip-hop song? Like the first hip-hop song you ever heard?
I don't remember the first hip-hop song I ever heard, but I remember the first hip-hop song I fell in love with.
Okay.
It kind of go both ways, but I was really on like Atlanta music tough. I'm talking about tough because I love, you know, dancing. I know they say, we didn't call it dance music, but you know, that's what we was doing back at that time. We were dancing. That's what we did. We were doing the pool palace. Yeah, we was juking. Yeah. We was doing the pool palace. We was doing the chicken head, the heel toe.
It was a little different when I was coming up.
What was your hip hop come up then?
See, I'm a project kid.
So who'd you grow up listening to?
You know what I'm saying? I didn't really listen to music. All the old school, 70 music, 70, 80 music that your mama and grandma play in the morning when they cleaning up.
So
and
we
then
saying
when they play it on the radio, I really didn't. I was outside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was outside. Yeah. Soon to wake up in the morning time, break of dawn.
Outside.
5:30, 5:45, 6 o'clock, I'm outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 2-3 minutes after me, my partner's outside. We outside till time come in. You know what I'm saying?
Kids ain't doing that. No, y'all not doing that no more, huh?
No, they don't even go outside. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't really listen to really music like they were outside unless somebody playing it in their car or something. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I grew up on a lot of Kilo. I heard a lot of Kilo.
Yeah.
I'm from Boy Home. Kilo from Boy Home.
Yeah.
But I never really had a music upbringing. You know what I'm saying? Like that. But everything was gangster. I grew up in the 90s. I'm born in the 80s.
So the question that I have is, if you've didn't really grow up listening to music, what made you want to get into it?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. So
you didn't want to get into it?
No, I never tried to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. My whole everything comes from my ambition to trap.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this since I was like 10. And in high school, I used to trap. So I used to skip lunch at Doug. And lunch was an hour and a half. I used to skip lunch.
Y'all hour and a half lunch?
Yes, because we was three blocks. Everybody get 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So, you're going to be in a class for an hour, and you get a 30-minute lunch. You know what I'm saying?
I used to skip lunch, so you was in there.
Yeah, I used to really skip for a period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And go to lunch.
No, I ain't go to lunch.
No, he's trapping.
I was going to trap.
Oh.
Because everybody who smoked weed when I was in this high school didn't go to lunch. They used to go in the back in Dixie Hill and go smoke weed.
Damn.
So I used to want to go serve everybody who smoked weed.
So you was hustling.
Yeah, so we had Langer Art Festival. And if you do perform in Langer's Art Festival, you don't have to go to for a period.
Mm.
And I kept getting tardy. And then you don't come to class, gonna kick you out. So any opportunity I had to miss it, I did. So I wrote like a poem, like an acapella poem called Money. And I did it. And my whole school went crazy. I wasn't gonna trap. After then, everybody who did music kept saying, "Paulo, you need to rap. You need to rap." I ain't tripping on no rapping.
Mm-hmm.
Never been into it. Still trapping. The next year, I was in 10th grade. The next year in 11th grade, I played varsity basketball. And me and Pimpin was on the basketball team together, who in my group. And he used to beat on the locker, and everybody used to want me to do this verse. Mm. So I started doing the verse. So every time I go to the projects, everybody be like, Mook B's would be like, "Hey, rap that verse real quick." You know what I'm saying? It's like Mook B been around, you know what I'm saying? So he's like, "Rap this verse." I really want to stun it, tripping. 12th grade, I'm tripping. I go to college. My first day in college, I recorded the song.
So before you finish that, I do want to say for everybody that's listening, you did hear him say that he was trapping.
Yeah.
He was skipping class. But he made it to college.
Yeah, I went to college.
I just wanted to say
I was
that.
Smart. Everything don't work for everybody. I found my way.
Yeah. I just wanted to let that be known for people who think like, oh, you know, you was out here in the streets, whatever,
yeah,
and you failed. You know what I'm saying?
No,
obviously,
no,
you did it.
No, I didn't fail.
And you went to college.
And I went to college on academic scholarship. I didn't go on no sports scholarship.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So my first day of college, I recorded the song.
Mm-hmm.
I started performing in all the HBCUs in North Carolina. Everybody who heard the song went crazy. Brought it back home at the Pool Palace, and it became like the hottest song in the streets.
What was this?
And what was
Power
it?
Money. It's the biggest underground song in on Bankhead history ever. The biggest underground song, period. Yes, anybody from Bankhead, you say, is Parlay Money song the biggest underground song on Bankhead, they're going to say, hell yeah.
You know what? That brings me to another question, and I do not want you to be biased when I say this.
I ain't never going to be biased.
Don't be biased when I say this. What side of Atlanta has the greatest musical background history, whatever you want to call it? Because Atlanta's popping. North side, west side, south side.
All right, so listen. All right, so are we talking city of Atlanta or metro Atlanta?
Metro Atlanta.
Okay, metro Atlanta.
Metro
okay.
Atlanta.
All right, boom.
Because if you say city of Atlanta, it's not, okay, for the people that's unfamiliar, the city of Atlanta is the city, and that is the part Amaretta's talking about when she say not Atlanta.
Yes.
Metro Atlanta is everything inside the perimeter.
Yes, inside the perimeter.
The perimeter is 285. So if you hear Linguchi say, on 285, I keep riding in a circle, that's what he's talking about. So
inside of?
Inside 285.
Inside 285, they consider Metro Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay,
but it's not Atlanta. Like, okay.
So when people ask me, say, I'm from city of Atlanta. So when people ask me questions, my mind directly goes to city of Atlanta. So when people ask me questions, I speak on city of Atlanta. Sometimes it's confusing to people. So that's why I asked that question.
Yeah, because I'm still confused. So the inside is not Atlanta?
Okay,
is or ain't?
I'm going to tell you.
Just
okay.
Say is or not.
The inside is Atlanta.
Is. Okay, boom. That's all I need to know.
So, like.
That's all I need to know, Kodak.
No, because people not going to get it. So I'm from College Park, but I was raised over by. No, I was raised in College Park. I was born over by the west side. So the west side, like, we're talking about like Booker T. Washington High School. That's Atlanta. But I went to high school in College Park, East Point.
That's not
technically
Atlanta.
That's not Atlanta.
It's not Atlanta.
So College Park isn't Atlanta?
Technically not Atlanta.
It's College Park.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, y'all got too many parts going on, but I mean, it's the same thing for like every city, you know. Memphis, you got West Memphis, but it's really Arkansas, and we'd be like, no.
People in Atlanta say that real, like, Grady Baby used to be a real thing. I don't think it's a thing no more.
Yeah.
Because most of the people right now, like, that's
why you think it matters so bad?
I don't think it matters.
No, I'm going to tell you.
It does matter.
I'm going to tell you why. It's a big difference. It's a huge difference.
What's the difference?
Upbringing.
I don't know. I don't know, Parlay.
The things you're going to see.
I don't know,
any
though.
Any city person is faster than anybody who don't stay in Atlanta, period.
Any city person is faster?
Anybody who's raised in anywhere in the city of Atlanta is faster than anybody on the outside of Atlanta.
Faster as in like running?
Mentality. Street mentality? No.
Yeah, they can race.
I'm thinking like athletic. You know what I'm saying?
Fast, like mentality. You know what I'm saying? Understanding, street knowledge.
Oh, the other ones are like they're more green.
Necessarily green. It's just faster. The city is way faster. You're gonna see way more finesses. You're gonna see way more people trying to trick you. You're gonna have way more game. You're gonna understand more. You're gonna be able to see more before it's coming.
I get that.
You see what I'm saying? So it's a big difference. It is a difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
I done been every part of town that people say it ain't Atlanta, that it's metro Atlanta. I done been to every part of the town. I'm like stayed there and moved around.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
I feel,
I know somebody from the city of Atlanta immediately. If they can start, they can say 5 to 10 words, you from the city.
And you know.
I know it.
Well, does the respect level change though?
Nah. Respect.
Because there's so many people that have come from metro Atlanta that have contributed to the hip hop culture in the city. You can't count them out.
Like what about the people who, is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, if you say people that's not from Atlanta, like, their contributions mean less.
Let's name them.
Outkast.
No, I'm saying all of them, name them.
Outkast. 2 Chainz, Monica, Yachty, Migos, these people who are like outside.
What about Lotto?
Technically, yeah.
Okay, so all these people are technically not from Atlanta.
I don't know, Monica from the Swats.
Okay, well, yeah, Monica from the Swats.
I don't know what that means.
Southwest Atlanta.
She's from Atlanta.
Yeah. It's like.
But see, it's a part of Atlanta, but it's the west side, but they don't say they're from the west side.
Yeah.
They say they from the SWATs.
Yeah, it's Southwest side.
It's Southwest Atlanta.
Y'all just got too much going on. But okay, so yeah, so what he was saying, so these people who are from the outskirts of Atlanta, do you still consider them from Atlanta? Because like these are greats. Like, do you take that away from them? Like, y'all not from Atlanta?
No, because when we, like, it's like on the west side. Born home is born home. It's my hood.
Shout it low.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but, and we might get into it with other hoods from the west side. Mm-hmm. But if we go to the east side, we together.
Okay.
Because we from the same part of town.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So when you speak from the inside of Atlanta, the conversation goes like that. When you speaking outside of Atlanta, everybody's from Atlanta.
Yeah. Like we was go to, if we was to go to Florida.
Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you go to a different city, like you go to Chicago, and you got somebody who not from Atlanta, but y'all went together.
Yeah.
We from Atlanta.
It's Atlanta.
This Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know some parts of Chicago that people that stay in Chicago, but if they say where you from, they can say they from Chicago.
Yeah. I think sometimes people just say that because they don't want to explain exactly where they're. Yeah, it's like, I'm like 30 minutes away from Atlanta, but it's not really Atlanta, but it's
like,
just too much.
What's a city like that in Chicago? Like, it's not Chicago, but it's like close. Like Champaign? Plainsfield. Yeah.
It's like 45 minutes from Chicago, but you're going to say Chicago.
That's like saying, somebody's saying Duluth. Like, Duluth. Yeah. It's like far as hell.
People ain't gonna say they from Atlanta.
Or people from Alpharetta.
Yeah. It just cuts
down. But I'm gonna tell you this though. On some funny stuff for real. Part of Atlanta, part of Alpharetta is really Atlanta in the sense of it, because part of it is Fulton County.
I think that.
And that's another thing too that people don't understand too, Cole, that
the county part?
All of Fulton County is not Atlanta though.
Yeah, Fulton County long as hell.
Yes,
it's like the longest county.
Yes.
in the state.
Yes, it is.
Am I in Fulton County?
Yeah, you Fulton County.
Am I?
Yeah.
Like I stay in Fulton County, but I don't stay.
But
in
I'm
Atlanta
not Atlanta though.
Yeah.
Because
Atlanta, because Fulton County, like, it stretches, like, shit, it's a long motherfucker.
But to get back to your question, the West Side.
So your unbiased opinion, the West Side of Atlanta has the best musical history.
All right, who's from the West Side?
Shardalo, T.I.
Okay. Wait, I thought T.I. wasn't from Atlanta.
Yeah, he's from Bankhead.
Oh, he's from Bankhead.
Yeah, you gotta watch the podcast. You gotta watch my podcast episode with Tilt. You're gonna get down to nitty gritty. You're gonna know everything you need to know.
Amen.
Okay.
Tap the link below.
For sure. Okay, so we got Tip,
D Rock, Yin Yang Twins, Kilo Ali,
yep.
Us, Franchise Boys, D4L, Low, K Rap,
Baby.
Lil Baby ain't from Bankhead.
No, well, I thought you were from the West. Oh, you from Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Young Dro.
Yeah.
Tip. Rallo. I don't want to forget nobody.
It's a lot. It's deep.
Yeah.
We deep.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion.
And I feel
don't
like
know.
We made the biggest contributions out of the city, too.
Contributions like
impact.
What?
Impact.
Impact on.
Impact.
Impact. Impact on what though?
Impact. Music. Side,
impact on music.
Yes, the music.
I don't know.
The
well,
tell you why.
That's kind of tough.
Right, let me tell you why. Bankhead is so iconic, right?
It is.
In the past 20 years, people are just finding out that it's a street. They thought it was a city.
That's
never happened
true.
In Atlanta, period.
I still thought it was a city. It's not a city?
It's a street.
Oh, yeah.
That name of the street.
Well, there you go right there, Kodak. Maybe I'm just uncultured.
That's how big Bankhead is. People think it's a city.
Yeah.
That's happened nowhere else in Atlanta.
I'll say this. When he says that, I say, you know how, like, I think when he says that, he says it into a way it's like where they're from is more publicized or noticed to the people. And I'm speaking off someone who's not even from Atlanta. And I say that because in a lot of songs, I hear Bankhead. I don't really hear too many other, Zone 6? Is that? I barely hear that, though. But, like, growing up, Bankhead.
See, that's a whole area that's not a hood, though, or a street. That's the difference.
That's what I'm saying.
That's saying zone 6 is like us saying West Side.
Yeah, it's like saying zone 3 is zone 1.
But what I'm telling you is growing up, I know I heard Bankhead all the time. I used to always Bankhead in College Park.
Bankhead's been the most established. They established first. That was the first hip hop city.
But I think that's what he's saying. He's saying that like they made their mark.
Yeah.
Like
you already know us. You say Atlanta, you give me think a hood out of Atlanta. Bankhead is gonna be what is gonna come up. All right. Two is everybody in the whole United States of America did the Bankhead bounce. Everywhere.
That was my first dance when I was a kid.
Everywhere.
That's all you can do.
Everywhere. The Bankhead bounce.
Bounce your little shoulders.
Right. Yeah, we never knew it was called the Bankhead bounce.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was Bankhead bounce.
All well, it's also a song too. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. So then behind that, Kilo had a 10-year run where he owned it himself.
And also, speaking of Kilo, I don't think a lot of people realize this. Kilo just got a big-ass, like, the biggest thing you could get in music. Like, he had Beyonce.
Beyonce remixed his song.
Remixed one of his songs.
Called Cocaine.
America Has a Problem.
Which?
It was on Renaissance.
America, that song?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Kilo from my project.
A lot of people don't know that. They think
the biggest,
that's just,
the biggest underground artist that we done had come from Atlanta, and it's undeniable.
Yeah. That's what's up.
And Kilo got hits too, like hits. Man, hits,
you
hits.
People play Kilo song, don't even know it's Kilo.
Man,
name a Kilo song that people don't know.
Cocaine.
Can't find no love at all. Can't find a girl some way somehow. I need you
right now.
You saw Atlanta, huh, Kodak? Kodak, why you ain't wear your Atlanta shirt? Like
I forgot.
You really from the West Side.
I am.
Kodak is real Atlanta. I don't care I don't care who, where, and what. Anybody say about Kodak, that man is from Atlanta, Georgia.
ATL. I went to the same high school Outkast went to, so if you saying I'm not Atlanta because I went to Tri-Cities, hey, Outkast not Atlanta either.
But I'm going to tell you though.
Boy, once you make an impact like Outkast did, which you will.
That's the West Side, Swatch.
Then we'll talk about that.
What you about to say?
Like, that's Swatch.
Okay, it's Swatch.
It's Swatch. Even but, though at East Point, bro, it's a Swatch, man.
I get it. It's like a hop skipping away from Greenbrier.
One street.
Yeah.
You one street.
Also, shout out to Outkast too. They just got Billboard just said that they are the number one rap group in rap history. They made number one on the list. There was a lot of other people talented groups on the list. But shout out to Outkast.
That's
my
up.
Favorite hip hop group.
I wonder how they graded it.
I don't know how a lot of this shit get graded. And they probably don't put graded too much stock in it until like somebody who I fuck with at the top.
It'd be that resume, like. It'd be that resume, like probably from music to the impact to what they do to the community to movies to.
Why we don't get nominated? The only two groups that got more number one singles than us is Outkast and the Beastie Boys.
Well, damn. We said Outkast, Beastie Boys.
Yes.
No, we're talking about groups. That's the only
rap groups. The only two rap groups that got more number one singles than Franchise Boys is Outkast and Beastie Boys.
Hmm. So not NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. Oh, rap. Oh. You said rap, my bad.
Uh-huh.
I was just
saying. So why do you think?
I don't know. We the only group in history that have two number one singles back to back.
Wait, rap groups. Let's name some rap groups though.
Rap group shit.
We impacted the culture with the fashion and music.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who made a bigger impact than us as a group?
Niggas was going out.
And that's what I'm saying. Hello? How they nominate these things?
Definitely in my white tee.
So Franchise Boy slept on.
What?
I don't,
Bro, we the reason for the past 20 years of music.
It just depends on what you mean, like, slept on.
We are the reason for the past 20 years of music.
Slept on by who?
Everybody.
I mean,
if we talk impact, that's why I said how they grade this.
If we talking impact, he did, that. Like, they did just, what's the one I'm for? They did inspired that Travis Scott and, Thug.
They gave us our third number one single.
I'm just saying, like, who y'all slept on by? Because I don't think you guys are slept on by the culture.
Ain't nobody tagged us in the top groups.
Mainstream
media outlets. That.
How we in the top rap group?
I'm be honest.
I don't really.
This shit really people opinion.
Yeah, like,
that's why I asked how they graded. By what?
It's not
because then they tell you graded by. We doing numbers.
It's not a consistent metric.
I think it's because Outkast was.
I ain't talking about number one. They deserve that. We ain't nowhere on the list.
Okay, 10, well, 20, 15, I think so. Then I'll take that 50? Away.
Yeah, top 50.
I'll take
top
away 50? That Outkast.
We in the top 50.
I would say just he because you can be shut the 50? Hell up, Kodak, so I can say why I think my reason is.
My bad. Go ahead.
I think my reason is because maybe damn, we did say rap group though.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say like being versatile.
No, because he got a remix with Korn.
Oh shit!
And it went number one.
I let my shoulders lean. I let my neck back. Man, that shit go crazy in the gym. Mm. Remember that song Korn had coming undone? It's mm-mm. coming undone with it. That shit. Yeah. I'm playing.
No, I don't know that song.
I'm playing.
It's a version of Lean with it.
Yeah.
Rock and roll version.
Well, I don't know. I'm. You know, people. They got that. I just think in the culture. I don't think that y'all slept on. I know that
Atlanta
people know.
Already slept on.
But, I'm gonna tell you how I say that too. About 2 years ago, like 2020, they came out. It was during the pandemic. They came out with the evolution of hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't say nothing about Snap Movement, D4.
Where was this song?
Charlotte Lowe, Franchise Boys, Soulja Boy, none of that. They ain't say nothing about none of us. How?
They sleeping.
How, bro, when the last 20 years has been inspired by us? Bankhead has inspired the past 20 years. It's undeniable, bro.
You're right.
If it weren't for us, it wouldn't be no TikTok.
You're right, but they sleep on Atlanta as a whole.
I ain't even talking about Atlanta. I'm talking about Bankhead.
They sleeping on Atlanta. You know.
I'm just talking about Bankhead.
They sleeping on Bankhead.
How? I'm asking like how? We got a platinum album. We sold 1 million records, bro.
That's unheard of.
We sold 1 million records, dog.
I get it.
You see what I'm saying?
I get it.
Like D4L went, Levin Tuffy went 3-4 time platinum. They sold 500,000 albums.
I get
men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Where they? That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
We made people want to be artists and producers.
That's the culture.
Tell me I'm lying.
You're not lying.
Stop me. I can stand some straining. Anytime I'm wrong, tell me.
I'm not. I can't because you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I fuck with it. I see the impact.
We made gangsters dance.
That's true. So, George, you got anything on your mind and heart you want to talk about? I got a question on my.
Okay, well, you ask your question first.
All right, cool. So let's slip into facts or cap. So I'm going to introduce the topic. If you agree, you say facts, you don't say cap. All right. So facts or cap, you can find a quality partner in the club.
That's your partner?
Nah.
I say facts, and I say that because you never know who be in the club. Like, there do be people in a club that's in there all day, every day, and just don't got nothing better to do. But then again, you also have those people that's in the club. They might be celebrating a birthday. They might be celebrating something. Like, you know, I haven't been in a club in a while, but say, like, my friend getting married, and we go to the club, and I'm there. Like, if a nigga see me, he done won, babe.
That one time that you in the club.
I'm saying, it's a chance that it can happen.
It's a small chance.
You didn't say it's a small or big chance.
I mean, I'm not taking no small chance.
I'm just saying, I think it's possible. Like, now, if you're in the club searching.
Yeah, that's
for
what
your
saying.
Lover. Now that's some cap.
Yeah.
Like in the club searching for your lover, I don't think you in there. I don't think you in the club searching for your lover. I think you in the club searching for something else, personally.
What's your thing, Paula?
Cap.
You don't think so?
Not the way he explained it. See, I was going to say.
He ain't even explain it.
But not the way he said cap or fact or cap.
Okay.
But I was going to say not likely.
It's not likely.
You always got to have the fifth. You always got to have a fifth button. You always got to be able to plead the fifth.
Yeah.
All right? So it's like not likely.
I agree. Like, I'm not. If I'm in the club, I'm not looking for that. Like, I'm not looking for the love of my life.
It can happen. It could happen.
Yeah. I said, can you find a quality partner in the club?
You can.
Yeah.
It's not likely.
It's not likely, but it's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible. Let me say that. Yeah. I like that. It's not impossible.
Yeah. But if you would have said going to the club to find your mate or something like that. You know, like, don't I don't say go to the club looking for.
He asked the question like a nigga, didn't it?
Yeah, like if you going to the club looking for love, you know, I don't think
this ain't Usher, baby. This is not love in this club. That was a lie.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should be in the club looking for love. Mm. I don't think that at all.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Cap, then cap.
Cap. You think so? I. If we doing like a percentage.
Yeah.
Like 10%.
Yeah. That's why I went on that.
Okay. Well, then cap. Yeah. Then cap. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's very rare. It's very rare.
That's real. That's not.
But why is that? Why do you think that you can't find?
If I'm in the club, then on some bullshit.
Well, not everybody.
Most of them.
I'm just saying, like, okay, right, let me play devil's advocate, though.
I know why.
Let me play devil's advocate, like I always do. What's wrong with, like, if you, so are you telling me that if you go to the club and you see a woman, you automatically assume what?
She on bullshit.
Why? Because she's having a good time?
No, not always.
What if she looks nice and she's not on the headlights working on the, whatever they said, what Glorilla said? On the headlights, twerking on them headlights.
He think I want to smash out the muscle.
Yeah.
Is she thinking that?
Yeah,
both of them.
Both he thinking that. Listen, and
she gonna be thinking. She gonna try. She trying to make some money.
See, this is the thing that men admit that women don't admit.
Mm.
All right. Nigga gonna tell you out the muscle. Hell yeah, I want to smash.
No, they not.
I'm saying, and not saying they're going to say that. No, I'm not saying they're going to just come out and just say that. But that's a man going to tell you this. It's always his first intention.
Pause. Kodak, you over there smiling. Didn't you just have a situation that just took place like this a couple days ago?
What? Remind me.
That's his first intention.
Remind me.
You had a conversation with a girl, but you didn't tell her. Like, you told her you wanted her.
Oh yeah,
but you didn't tell her you wanted to smash.
But that
smash.
Was somebody who I'd already she should have already knew.
She acts slow.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
she acts slow.
And you know, men.
She was.
I hear men say that all the
tell
time.
You that, what you gonna think in your head?
That I want you. That
yeah.
I want you.
Yeah,
boy, you want to smash?
Exactly.
You want to smash?
He's just trying to be a gentleman without trying to be a dickhead at the same time.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let me be direct without being too direct.
It's not like I'm saying that. I'm not trying to conceal my intentions, but I also at the same time want to respect you a little bit. Like I don't want to say bend over, bust it open.
I've had someone tell me before, I want you, right? And I made him. I'm like, what do you mean you want me? What you mean? Like I want you? What does that mean?
Oh,
what do you mean, sir?
Trying to
explain.
I tried to woo the wind.
What you mean? You know what I'm saying? But
try to put your ankles on your shoulder,
and that's fine. You know, if that's what you want, I understand. You know,
but
why
women,
wouldn't
women
you
feel the same way too? But they
just don't. They just want to
act
like they want to be respected. In the meantime,
so I'm just saying. I say all that to say that in a club, that's what always happened. Initially, yes. So
that's exactly what it is.
Yes, and if that happens, and if that sparks something good, then it's like, oh shit, that's interesting in a little bit.
Well, what do you feel? How do you feel about people who you always see in the club? That's always in the club.
Oh, like, I would never be with a woman that's always in the club.
Why?
She outside.
Not long term.
So, what does she have to be doing for you to be interested?
Can she
have a social life? Can she go out sometimes?
Yeah, she
can
have a social life.
What's the average
in the club? Like we can't go out and do no late night shit because your head got to be in the club. You got to be an Onyx.
The clubs ain't the clubs no more though.
It's really not.
What you mean?
I can't say the last time I went to the club.
Back then, it's not how it is going to the club now. Like back then, you just really
back
went to
then
the club
you was vibing, you was dancing, you were really having a good time.
What is it now?
Motherfuckers are sitting around.
Goddamn, ain't no telling what be going on.
Checking out BBLs.
Yep. Everybody's just standing there, sitting there. Everybody
girls
too cool.
Is pocket watching. And
people are too cool, especially.
No. This is what they doing.
What they doing?
The men are buying the bottles to impress the women, and the women are watching to see who got the money. And the men are luring the women
with bottles
because they let them know they got money, and then the women are it's like you're in the club to
flex.
Catch somebody flex.
But it be the flex on niggas.
That too.
That would it be? Because when them niggas go home, them they're gonna be like, man, they don't be like, man, we got these. They be like, we popped 50 bottles on them nigga ass last night, boy.
Yeah.
You don't say nothing about no girl, no bitches, no.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we have 50 girls in the VIP. We have 50 girls. We popped bottles.
No, he right.
Vibes. Just, they be stunning on these niggas.
Yeah, facts.
That's all these niggas want to do.
Saying it just like that. Saying it just like that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's all they want to do. Mm-hmm. The club ain't a club no more.
Shit, the girls
they
doing,
put on
the
clothes.
Girls doing it, too.
Bro, they put on facts. Clothes for the press niggas. It ain't the girls no more. These hoes fucking for 40.
40 what?
Dollars. 40.
Baby, ooh.
And listen, Mel, check. Hey.
It's around first of the month time, too, now. It's probably lower than that. I have a running theory that the coochie gonna sell.
last week of the month.
When the rent do? Yeah.
Yeah, last week of the month.
All them standards go out the window, baby.
Yeah. Question
Black
is,
Friday.
Question is, are you paying?
Nah.
Are you?
I said no.
You say no now. Rewind the tape.
I ain't seen nobody worth it. I don't got to rewind.
Tell me, I ain't seen nobody worth it. So you are willing to?
It depends.
Oh my God.
It depends.
See, but is
what does it depend on, Kodak?
If you got it or not.
If you got the money.
Yep.
So do I need to automatically assume that if I'm dealing with a guy with money, then he's probably paying a woman?
They don't mean that's how he feel.
But also, I see.
But what if he likes? Like, what if he likes
if
sex? Like
if
he likes sex,
you got to negotiate your own terms and deals every time you're dealing with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So whatever you negotiate, whatever term that you agree with, that's just what it is.
And I see what he's saying too, because sometimes if that's what he want, and you know.
Yeah, that's
what. So do you think there's something wrong with that? Not on the woman's side, but on the man's side. Like, you don't think as a man there's anything wrong with paying a woman for sex?
I think it's like a service.
No, you.
It's like getting a massage.
Okay, so listen.
Is she not massaging your back, baby?
you gonna buy clothes and shoes and jackets and shit that you want that you don't necessarily need just because you want it. Everybody got a bill. It's a satisfaction bill.
Mm-hmm.
And you gonna pay your own satisfaction bill. All depending on how much satisfaction that you want. It don't matter what it's from. If you want to get high, if you want to buy cars, I know people just like buying shoes.
Okay, so let me ask this question.
What's up?
So, obviously, like, we all know that men are sexual beings, sexual creatures. You guys love, like, obviously to have sex, but not even with one person, with multiple women. Everybody do, but I think men is a little bit more heightened than women.
Yeah.
But that being said, do you think, I have two questions. I have this question and I have a follow-up question. Do you think that a man could be 100% faithful to a woman?
Of course.
To one woman?
Yeah, of course.
You do think that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah.
You do think
I'd
so?
Because I'd be faithful.
Okay. So my follow-up question is, if there is a man who isn't 100% faithful, like he loves his girl, but he loves to have sex too,
uh-huh.
What do you think would be the best form of cheating for that man? Not for the woman, for the man. Would it be him having the same girl that he cheating with? Like, say if he goes out of town to, I don't know, Arizona, like for work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worse for him to have the same girl that he links up with every time he goes, like just to have sex with? Or is it worse that him like meeting different girls at different times? Like maybe he has like an app or something where he's meeting these women on. Like, what do you think would be the best cheating scenario for that man?
I think that you shouldn't have to cheat. I mean, you do one thing, accept it, or just tell her.
Tell her.
I like to smash. I want some more pussy. I want to fuck some other women.
But what would be the way, how would you, what do you
I
think?
I don't know how
you
going to tell him.
I'm saying, no, like, said, if he
no,
does.
What she's saying is, it would it be better for him to have one consistent girl that he cheating
but
with?
But see, that all depends on the conversation that he have with his mate. She might be like, do your thing. She might be like, all right, get you one. She might be like, two is enough.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? She
I mean,
might
like,
be like, I want to be with you. Or I, you know what I'm saying?
But
I just
what
feel,
if that's not what he, like, what if it's that's not what he wants? Like, I don't care about both of y'all together.
It ain't going to matter then.
So it don't matter
it's
either way
matter.
Because either way it's
not,
all wrong.
Yeah, it's not gonna matter.
Okay, what you think, Kodak?
I think if you cheating with one girl, you probably about to start developing some feelings because that's natural.
Yeah,
that's just natural, human, whatever. Like if you locked in with one person, whatever it is, whether you cheating, you at work,
You just, it's your same Uber driver every day. You're going to have to start. There's some emotional attachment is bound to happen.
Yeah.
So if you're in a relationship, if a dude is in a relationship or if a girl is in a relationship, and if you just want to get some outside of your relationship, then you have to, it got to be different people.
Yeah.
You don't need no connection.
Yeah, I personally feel like I don't want my man cheating on me at all. Like, at all. But if it gets to a point to where he has to be honest with me, it's like, look, I like to have sex with multiple women. If I had to choose, which I don't want to choose, I would probably choose the different woman every time for the same reason. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable with knowing that he's sleeping with the same woman every time, because now you're having like a side relationship rather than like just getting your one off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be comfortable with that, because now I don't think it's all about the sex. Now I think it's about...
You really like her.
Yeah, I think it's about like the sex, the chemistry, like everything else. You know what I'm saying? So no, like get somebody off of Backpage. Do they even have Backpage anymore? Get somebody off of Backpage. Do what you need to do, and then you don't see her no more.
That Backpage.
It ain't Backpage no more. It's Twitter, baby. They on Twitter with it.
What?
Fly outs, fly me to you, meetups. Yes. Twitter. Now y'all wondering, how does he know? I don't. Look,
probably. We know you're a creep.
Whatever, I'm not. Anyway, let's go over. We'll bring the grill out and figure out what Parlay got on the grill. I know you do a lot of work in the community. You have you work with high school football players.
All ages, really.
All ages.
Mm-hmm. You work with high school football players?
Yeah, for sure.
We definitely got to have
my own program. We got Quavo got a program.
Remember, we were at Huncho Day last year.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I got a question before we dip into more than that. My question is, do you feel like as a rapper, as an entertainer, as somebody, as an influencer, somebody that people see, do you feel like you, like rappers and people like yourself, have an obligation to give back to their community or community that listen to them?
I don't think it's an obligation. I think everybody should want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think the obligation comes from those who are anointed.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? Everybody's not meant to be a big homie. Mm-hmm. Everybody not. And when I say big homie, I'm just speaking of the community-wise. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not meant to be a leader. Everybody ain't meant to lead.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You got to be special to do that. I think the ones who are meant to do that have an obligation to do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been chosen to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel that.
Cool. Do you have anything?
Well, when you say you work with high school football, like camp?
No, I coach them. I coach.
Oh, okay. What is the league?
Well, I coach tackle football. I've been coaching for 13 years. Coach tackle football for 9 years.
Okay.
I've been coaching 7-on-7 for 7 years. Mm. I just do 7-on-7 now. 7-on-7 is a form of tackle football without pads on.
And, I know what 7-on-7 is.
Yeah. So me and Quavo, I've been having a program for 7 years. I had my own program for 5 years.
What's
called Peachtree Elite.
Peachtree Elite.
You know what I'm saying? And in the past 2 years, me and Quavo linked up. So we merged. So now we do Huncho Elite. Mm-hmm.
So when do you start training?
December.
Okay. I want to come.
Are you training right now?
Yeah. No, in December.
Oh, you start in December. Okay.
Yeah. Right now all my kids are
in the high school program.
Yeah, high school. So they doing their summer workouts and all that right there.
Yeah.
It starts in December. Season starts from February to May.
Oh, so this is kind of like an off-season training program for the high school kids.
Yeah, it's like football AAU.
I was about to say that.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's football AAU. That's what it is.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? But we play on the highest level that you could play in 7-on-7.
Oh, no, we seen it. Because he was out there with Cam at the Huncho Day. We saw, not this year, but last year.
Yeah. When we beat Cam, the man. Mm.
We was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man was sick.
Yeah, he was mad.
We was there.
So you've been doing it for a minute. So do you have kids that make it to that next level?
Our first class of kids just got to college. I got the number two. We had the number two tight end in the nation.
That's crazy.
Named Jalumi Thurman. Tank, they call him Spider-Man. He at Ohio State.
Ohio State?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tank, Spider-Man. His name Tank. His nickname Tank. But everybody call him Spider-Man because everything, when he touches his hands, he catches. He's like a 6'7", 6'8", tight end.
Tank.
Yep. Jalumi Thurman.
So how does it feel to see your the kids you work with have that level of success? You know, and then it's kind of like you having your success individually as a rapper, and then you're pulling back into your community and seeing the kids that benefit from that have their own success.
No, it's great, man. I got kids. I probably got over 4 or 5 kids on my team with 50-60 offers. You know what I'm saying? Even my son. My son this year became the fastest kid in the history of Georgia.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? He's the second fastest kid in the nation. He's only a sophomore.
In high school? Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. You know
what so, you know, and what's his name?
He a junior.
And what's his name?
Lil A.
He played high school?
Yeah, he played high school football, but he run track too.
Where at?
Langston Hughes.
Oh, man. We already know.
Let's write that down.
Yep. Langston
Hughes.
Yeah,
like we ain't been over there. Langston Hughes hard.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm writing down these players' names. Langston Hughes.
Oh, yeah. She recruit.
What's his name again?
Lil A.
Lil A.
Yeah.
That's his real name?
Yeah. That's my name too.
Lule? Yeah. That's your son?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about your son right now?
Yeah.
And you said he got offers already?
Yeah, he's from who? He's the fastest kid in the history of Georgia.
What's his what offers he get so far?
No, he only a sophomore.
Oh, he's a sophomore.
Yeah, but he just got Georgia just offered him last week. Austin Peay.
Georgia just offered him last week?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia.
Yep, Georgia just offered him last week.
We're gonna talk off camera.
Yeah, she got a sports agency.
I have a plug. Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Kids, I got the top kids. I got top kids in the nation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I coach the number one kid. He will be the number one player in the nation this year.
Yeah.
Coming into this year, but I named Julian Lewis, Juju. I was his first 707 coach.
Hard.
You know what I'm saying?
So what do you think about the NIL deals that kids are getting now? Do you think that is helped or hurt the college?
They should have been getting that money.
Okay, I'm so mad I ain't getting none of that
they
damn money.
Been getting that money, man.
Yeah.
Hey, look, all I don't feel people. Like you don't put a ceiling on how when somebody can make some money.
Yeah. Kids
be having lemonade stands at 5, 6 years
okay.
old.
Yeah.
They selling Girl Scout cookies 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So if they can make money then, why they can't make money off what they're producing?
Yeah.
Everybody is not going to have a longevity in sports. Mm. So when I'm putting my body on the line or I'm in high school and I don't earn the right to be this top recruit that I am, let me make some money off what I done. So just in case I don't make it in college, I got something to fall back on.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Because some people go to college, they blow their knee out.
Yeah.
First year.
Me.
Gone.
Me.
But at least I just made me $350,000 off NIL. Nah, these kids, now I can go buy me some houses and
these kids, you know what I'm saying? Some of these kids got $1 million NIL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I hope mine be about $1 million.
I love it. But then when you think about like this is how I've been looking at it. If we talk about relevance right now, what team is more relevant? The Alabama Crimson Tide program or the Jacksonville Jaguars? Like, who do you think of when you think, like, which program is probably bringing in more money?
Alabama.
Easy.
So if the players on this team are equal or greater than the players on a pro team.
Why they not getting paid?
Mm-hmm. Get them some bottles, man.
They should have been doing that. I mean, I agree, but I think I'm mad as hell I want to get paid.
Just me. I think there needs to be a G League type program for college football. Like something not associated with any college.
I don't want to go to school no more, but I want to pursue my career as a professional athlete.
There was a
football player.
There was a college player.
And get paid?
A few years ago. Yes.
G League get paid. They don't have to go to college. They go straight from high school to G League.
There was a college player a few years ago that made a tweet that said, I didn't come here to play school. I came here to play football. Mm. And I get it because if I don't want to, I don't care about science no more. I know the basics of life. I know how to make money. Look, I'm trying to play sports.
You shouldn't have to go to school to play college football.
That's
go to play college sports. To me, you shouldn't have to.
I agree.
Now you might. That don't mean you still don't have to pay a tuition.
That's just the whole government setup because it's like, if you want to go professional, then we need your money.
Read these books.
We need your money first.
We
need you to be in debt first. That way, when you do get that money, you can give it all back to us.
Yeah, man. So
with interest.
Ooh, they ain't never getting that money back. Yeah. So, Parlay, anything else you're working on right now, man? You know,
the podcast for sure. In the apartment podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
707 grow program. We talked about that already. I do mental health events every year too.
Oh, we got
mental health.
We got a lot.
I do four a year. I just did a month ago. I just did the flag game, the football game.
Uh-huh.
Every mental health event we do be a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the flag game, we call flagging for a cause.
Yeah.
We just did that one. We just did that one last month. Two or three weeks from now, we're doing the basketball. We call that mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
We do a dodgeball. We call it dodging depression. We do a kickball called kicking depression. This year, we're doing bowling. We're going to call it knocking down stigmatism. So, but a matter of fact, Young Joe came and speak that the last one. Because, you know, he's been clean for like, I think he said a year and a half, two years almost.
Shout out to Joe.
You know what I'm saying? So he came and speak. We have mental health panels. We have doctors, psychiatrists, people that you can talk to when you leave the field.
That's
what I'm saying? And every time we do it, we probably have like 10, I think we had 12 teams in this last tournament. Mm-hmm. Trivia had a team. Crime Out had a team.
The homies need a team.
Yeah. Y'all put a team in the basketball tournament.
Let's go.
And I don't lose either. So everybody try to beat me.
We're going to bring Lou Will out of retirement. Come out.
Bring him. Bring him. Bring him. Bring him.
The mental health thing, I mean, the mental health events you're doing are amazing, man. So if people want to tap in with that and be a part of it or just come watch, how do they?
Just follow the page. I'm going to promote it, you know what I'm saying, on my page, I Am Parlay. Mm-hmm. That's how I usually do. I'm going to drop flies. You're going to see me talking shit.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I go live with people. I'm a big shit talker. Like, that's all I do. I talk shit. I can back it up, though.
Every former football player is the biggest shit talker.
No, but it's just a difference between talking shit and always being able to back it up. Uh-huh. It creates another different level of it.
Well, I feel like if I'm talking shit, then I got to back it up. So it's only like...
No, but see, some people just talking shit and cool with losing, but they still going to talk shit. Cool. I know a lot of them.
I'm not cool with losing.
You know what I'm saying? But see, I don't lose at all, bro. I just won.
What's your saying?
I'm a Pisces.
Mm. Thought you was a Leo. You talk like a Leo.
Yeah.
Right? Well, look, man, appreciate Parlay coming to kicking with the homies. The Potments and the homies of the Potments.
Facts.
Big homie JoJo. And we gone. Shout out Future Successes.
Period.
Woo! All right. That was fun.
That was great.
That was real good.
Ha ha.